World is Art on Tap.
Welcome back to our final part of the seminar today. Now we'll be looking at anal four, which is, if you haven't guessed or you're not aware, when you vor your prey using your, well, behind. Now here I've got my tiny little helper again, who's ready to, well, let me give a demonstration to the class. So, very similar to if you're unbirthing your prey, it helps always to have them nice and lubricated before you start. Especially depending on the size difference. If your prey's larger or not quite as tiny as my little friend here, it may be, well, a bit of a squeeze. So, lubrication can definitely help. Another thing you might want to consider is doing some preparation beforehand. Stretching your nether regions using certain toys and devices in order to help it get more flexible and accommodating to your prey. It's definitely a good idea to try, especially the first few times that you try to anal vor someone. You don't want to have any accidents or injuries, so it's very important that the first few times at least that you do it, to take it slowly, to make sure that you and your prey are both comfortable. Now, shall we get on to the demonstration? Because my little helper here is so small, I don't really need to prepare that much. Though, if they were bigger, perhaps I would. First thing to do is lubrication. Now, with your prey, things like clothes or jewelry might get stuck. So, I do always recommend that a naked prey is better than, well, a clothed one. However, that's up to your personal preference. You can always just leave them how they are. But, well, skin-on-skin contact, especially with some lubricant, is definitely the most comfortable way to get them in. Now, let's see. Alright, I'm going to get some lube, and I'm going to rub it all over my tiny little assistant here. Lovely. All right. There we go. Just rub it all over. Get them nice and wet and slippery. There we are. Now, well, it's quite simple and straightforward. Unless you yourself complicate things in one way or another. But in order to anal vor someone, you need to, well, not always gently, but insert them. Today, of course, I'll be doing it gently. Like this. Nice and wet and looped up. If I just squat down a little bit, I can slowly, slowly, slowly insert them into my anus. And up further and further. I can squeeze my muscles and draw them in. Up higher and higher. I've got them almost all the way in. And I'll just push their little feet to get them fully in. And there. Now. Right now, they're sitting just at the opening. However, I can tense my muscles and draw them up further and further up into my... my rectum and my... intestines eventually. Usually, a prey will stay in there for a while before, well, nature takes its course and they are eliminated by your body. Now, some of you may want to do it in a more violent or fatal way, in order to absorb your prey, which is fine. I won't be doing that today, though. My tiny little helper is far too valuable. I'll need them for my other seminars, of course. So, they're perfectly safe in there, don't worry. Now, when someone's brought up in through, well, the other end, it takes a fair bit longer to break them down and absorb them into your body. And then they're, of course, well, excreted in the same way. However, because they don't go through the stomach and, well, the stomach acid, they don't really get broken down entirely. However, if you keep them up there for long enough, they will eventually be, well, absorbed into your body. One thing you do need to take note of is suffocation. So my little friend in there is quite alright because they're very tiny. I made sure to take in some air along with them, so they'll be fine for a few minutes. However, if you hold someone in there for a long time, you may need to give them an air supply. Assuming you want them to come out all right in the end. So, I think that's about it. Are there any questions or anything? No? I will be sending you all home with a worksheet which you need to submit via the online portal, alright? And, well, good luck to all of you. The exam will be next week on Wednesday at 12 o'clock lunchtime. And I'm sure most of you will be doing it remotely. Make sure that you've got your logins and everything sorted out all right. You don't want to be doing it last minute before your exam. And I don't think there's anything else that I can teach you. After this, you should all be experts. You do have my textbook, of course. You can refer to that whenever you need. And I do have some practice exams up on the online portal. You need to log in and all of the documents will be there if you want to study for the exam next week. But, I think we're pretty much out of time. So, good luck next week. Now, if